Sorsby barks back with a snap, sets up, fires it over the middle. It is caught. They lateral, and they get it at the 35. Panthers miss a tackle, miss another, turning it to the 34-yard line. They throw it, and it's
ball game, baby. Let's go.
Ball game.
Hail to Pitt.
Ball game.
Hail to Pitt.
Look at those Panthers celebrate, and the Pitt fans celebrate as well. One of the greatest comebacks in the history of University of Pittsburgh football we have witnessed at Nippert Stadium today.
Hey, Cincinnati. Hey, student section. I heard a lot of eat, you know what, Pitt. Eat that.
As for our bet for the Backyard Brawl, Doran still owes us a West Virginia tattoo somewhere on his body, the bet we made last year for the game. I have no doubt that Doran will do it. We've talked about this a bunch. It just hasn't happened yet. He's going to do it. I think he might have something up his sleeve. Pun intended. I think he might be doing a West Virginia 13-9 kind of tattoo, but he does need to get a West Virginia-related tattoo. I expect him to get it done. Here's what I'm going to do if West Virginia loses the football game. I'm going to sit down in our theater over here, in our Odyssey Pittsburgh headquarters, and I'm going to watch the 13-9 game from start to finish for the first time ever in my life since the game happened live. Haven't watched it since then. We brought it up yesterday. Ben Tenuta, who's our social media guru and czar here, he came up with the idea yesterday. I was talking about how I'd never seen it. He said, you got to watch it from start to finish. What I would like to propose to Doran is he has to watch the 2009 game from start to finish. And of course, this will be a big social play. There'll be cameras, the whole nine. Maybe we'll make it a thing where I watch it with Pitt fans, or he'd have to watch it with West Virginia fans. I think that's a hell of a bet. Because I don't want to watch that thing. I'd rather claw my eyes out. I'd rather claw them out than eat them, than poop them out and eat that, than have to watch 13-9 for the first time since it actually happened. And because I hate that so much, I think that makes for a great bet. And he should have to watch the 09 game where West Virginia walked in won on a walk-off field goal 19-16. You like that? 412-928-9370. Callis, do you like that? I think that's a great bet.
Great bet.
Great bet. And I think, oh, God, your stupid ass will be sitting there next to me watching 13-9, and you get under my skin anyhow, you would be driving me up a doggone wall. That's
See,
why it's
I never
great
watched
bet.
It, so it'll be anticipatory.
You never watched it?
No.
What year were you born?
98.
So you were 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm still not as invested in college football now, but definitely wasn't back then.
You aren't going to like the game either because it wasn't a fun watch.
Oh, I'm going to like it. Come on. I'll be sitting next to you. It'll be great.
If you are a Pitt fan, and of course there's a lot of Pitt fans listening, this is the flagship radio station here in Pittsburgh. Here's one thing that should, I think, boost your confidence. Before the season, early line, West Virginia favored by 5.5. When the week opened, West Virginia favored by 3. Now West Virginia's favored by 1. A lot of money's coming in on Pitt, and the money line is even. It doesn't always mean something, but a lot of times, it's a pretty good indicator. You got a lot of smart people, a lot of big money people betting on the Pittsburgh Panthers in this game. So it should make you feel better if you're showing up wearing the Pitt script on Saturday.